Okay, yeah, it started in 2011 in Belfast with actually somebody who I went to college with, Ian Griffin, and he invited me on as a writer. Like, they decided they needed to create something up there just to talk about art, but they really, from the start, they didn't want it to be Northern Ireland. They said, oh, the island of Ireland, you know, so they already were talking in terms of it being all Ireland, you know. And then I was writing for it, and then I became a sub-editor, and then I somehow got into the role of an editor, and then eventually Ian left to do other things, so I kind of got left with the project. And then I took it on as being full editor, and I suppose then because I was in the south of Ireland, you know, it just happened naturally that the focus shifted there, even though I've worked on some projects in the north. That aspect has fallen away at the moment a bit, even though, you know, we're always open submissions, we always make sure that in the open submission we do both an invite, we invite writers, but at the same time we have open submission. That's important for new and upcoming writers to have a chance, because there's not that many opportunities for new writers. Most publications are invite only in art writing round. So we always make sure the call out goes up there as well. In the future, we might do something with reconnecting that connection. But in the meantime, I was main editor, and then I, again, to carry on this idea of new people always getting involved and invited new people on board. So there's two new editors at the moment. One is based in New York at the moment, so she's doing an edition which is going to be a bi-location issue. So that's going to be mainly a review-based edition, I think. Oh, and it's going to be New York writers and Ireland writers. So that's one edition. And then another one about hope, with the theme of hope, which is, I guess, a response to a lot of what's gone on last year in terms of Donald Trump and Brexit and all of these things that are turn the world upside down. So she's thinking about Rebecca Solnit's, you know, idea of hope. So that was taken as a sort of theme. So different editors will kind of take on a different theme or focus for each edition. And each editor that comes on board maybe changes the project a little bit, you know, maybe adds something new. Or like if you look at the earlier editions, they were originally hand laid out, some of them, or, you know, so there's always these changes happening in style and things like that. So that's where we are right now.
And I was wondering if you can say that the focus is about Irish artists as well.
Yeah, because we don't have big publications like other countries, because we're a smaller population, so therefore a smaller art population. We don't have one big central magazine or newspaper about art in particular. It's more smaller publications. So so with Critical Bastards, you know, it's important that it's writing about Irish art. It's not that we will have reviews about visiting work that's not Irish, and I think I'm really sure we've had some articles. Sometimes it's more thought pieces as well. You know, it could be. It's not that we're trying to isolate ourselves in the theme. It's just there's a need for it, really, like for Irish art to be talked about and discussed. But like I'd say, sometimes it ends up being a lot of fiction. Sometimes some issues, they change, you know, like I think that's why the New York one is going to be very much reviews. You know, it leans a certain way sometimes, where there might be a lot of thought pieces about art, you know, like it really depends. It's not only reviews, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You kind of like to kind of cross over a little bit. Sometimes it's artists writing as well, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, and we always invite a different artist to do the cover